Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tornado touched down in the Chicago suburbs of Naperville and Woodridge in the overnight hours, causing severe damage to some of the homes in the area. There have been no reports of any serious injuries or fatalities. As of midnight, ComEd reported that 34,000 customers were without power. As law and order across major cities in the United States is taking a turn for the worse, a campaign volunteer for New York City mayoral candidate Eric Adams was stabbed multiple times following an argument in the Bronx Sunday afternoon. The 42-year-old victim remains in stable condition. No arrests have been made. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Sunday continued to reject the premise of the For the People Act. The senator said, "We had the largest turnout in the history of the United States. The states are in charge of voting in America." End quote. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A suspected killer has turned himself in. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Owen Nicholson turned himself into police in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, more than 2,000 miles away from where the crime spree in Coos County, Oregon occurred. Nicholson was wanted for the death of his father, whose body was found at an RV park in North Bend. He's suspected of hitting and killing a man in his 70s at the campground and critically injuring the victim's wife, and then shooting and killing a woman at a marijuana dispensary. Nicholson is believed to have abandoned his father's truck after crashing it in Oregon and making it over 2,000 miles to Wisconsin. He's facing several charges, including first-degree murder and second-degree attempted murder. He's expected in court in Milwaukee this week before returning to Oregon to face charges.
The Hubble Space Telescope captured a brilliant image of spiral galaxy NGC 3254, which has a particularly luminescent and active core emitting as much energy as the rest of the galaxy combined. Why are they so active? They each have a supermassive black hole in them. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
With a tone of no confidence in Vice President Kamala Harris's role as border czar, over 50 members of Congress have asked President Biden to remove the vice president from the border crisis. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
More than 50 House Republicans have sent a letter to the White House asking President Biden to remove Vice President Kamala Harris from her role in leading the effort to solve the border crisis. In the letter, the group cites the high number of border apprehensions and the fact that Harris has not visited the border or met with Border Patrol or ICE agents. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has renewed calls for Harris to visit the border. The California Republican tells Fox News that she would learn quite a lot in a visit.
And the one thing you have to understand, when there's a crisis at a border, when there's unaccompanied children coming in, you know who's caring for them? The border agents. So what's happening, they're being taken off the border, so the border's even more wide open. We're finding people rushing it like we've never seen before, but we're finding people that are on that terrorist watch list that are coming from other countries, from more than 140 other countries. Why would they come to the southern border? Because they know it's open and they know they can enter America that way. But she should go there and she should learn firsthand what the problem is to find the solutions for it.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Four teams were made for hockey's Stanley Cup. Sunday night, the Vegas Golden Knights beat the Montreal Canadiens in overtime, 2-1 to even the series at 2. Monday night, the New York Islanders and Tampa Bay Lightning will break their series, also tied at 2, in the best of 7. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
This is Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, joins us now. Hey, James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. A little legal thing just before we get underway, and that is AOC over the weekend seemed to put a little push on Judge Breyer. Maybe time for him to get out so that the Democrats could control that seat. I guess they feel entitled to that seat, right?
They feel entitled to everything these days, and I think, you know, this is part of a concerted effort where what they're doing is using a kind of like a sword of Damocles,
yes,
the idea of court packing, mm-hmm, to put pressure on the Supreme Court. And because there are so many hot-button issues coming before them, mm-hmm, so it's totally inappropriate, but the media and the left are doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's amazing. I mean, not only that, then you got Nancy Pelosi being the one to, you know, cancel the cancel on Ilhan Omar and her anti-Semitic statements. You know, I mean, she makes a straight out statement, James, and says, well, I was taken out of context. I mean, I don't know how you take a simple sentence that she stated from her lips. I mean, it doesn't take much interpretation. It's just straight anti-Semitic.
Well, she is a central problem for the Democrat Party, a very serious one. Mm-hmm. And they can't really discuss it openly. And yes, she's always disingenuous after the fact, because her statements are indefensible. And so that's kind of what occurs on a regular basis. But, you know, it's interesting to watch party leaders walk the tightrope, and try to literally ignore what is blatant bigotry on the part of her. So we'll see what happens.
How can Nancy Pelosi, supposedly a woman of faith, I mean, how much political capital can she use to support, you know, the likes of Ilhan Omar and Ocasio-Cortez at all?
It's difficult to analyze this political calculus because it doesn't seem to be based in any kind of concern about constituents or even elections. It seems to be purely agenda-driven, and, you know, both parties were united in their support of the nation of Israel, and for decades, actually since 1948 when the country came into being, probably Israel, England, and Japan are some of the best allies that the United States has. Today's, you know, left-wing organizations obviously have switched completely, and they're devoted to Israel's enemies. And so it creates a real problem for the Democrat Party. And it's a problem. It should be an electoral problem, but it doesn't look like that party is operating in that sphere right now.
Exactly. Well, and then, of course, the news after the weekend was that Benjamin Netanyahu, after 12 years of service, will no longer be the prime minister of Israel. What do you make of this?
Well, it's been a dream, again, of the same. I mean, it's part of a leftist agenda to do anything to get him out. He was hated in a way unlike any other leader other than our previous president. He, you know, it's a parliamentary system, so it's constantly fluid. He says he'll be back because it's really a coalition of strange parties in Israel that are working together with basically only one goal, is to get Netanyahu out of power. Mm-hmm. Ironically, it's a Netanyahu protege who's in power and who is ostensibly similarly conservative, but can't govern that way because of the deals he's done with other parties in order to get Netanyahu out of there. So it's a real power struggle, but I would not count Netanyahu out because coalitions can be made one day and broken the next.
Yeah, we're talking, what, a two-vote difference here, roughly?
Yeah, it's
by two votes?
False.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly to your point. I want to address China because the president has been overseas, the G7, you know, NATO nations, and the announcement that came out after the G7 was pretty mealy-mouthed regarding China. I mean, China is responsible for killing millions of people, and I don't think you need a severe, you know, higher education degree to figure that out. This is on their doorstep, and they're doing everything they can to block any kind of investigation. They're utilizing every angle that they possibly can. And it's like the United States and the international community is rendered inert in this process, because the way they're attacking this deal, James, it's almost like they're really not serious about getting down to the bottom of exactly what happened and this this lab leak out of Wuhan.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's so many things to say about the G7, but it's interesting because I just did my most recent article, which was up on jamesherson.com and newsmax.com, and I was profiling Chuck Norris.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, Chuck Norris recently, you know, he's very outspoken. He writes columns. He does appearances and stuff still. And that's the issue that he was talking about. Mm-hmm. He correctly has identified China as the most serious threat to the United States on the world stage. And yet, not only is, in terms of our leadership, not acting like it's a threat, they are doing everything they can to strengthen China. And one of the ways, of course, is getting rid of the previous administration's restrictions on the overheated trade with China. But in addition, the $6 trillion budget number, which basically makes this country more dependent on China financially in a very serious way, which really is not just an economic issue, as Chuck Norris pointed out. It is a national security issue.
Without a doubt, yeah.
And we got to listen to Chuck Norris, because you remember, Chuck Norris has these amazing abilities, according to the Internet, all these memes on Chuck Norris.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was this, I mean, actually, Chuck Norris has achieved a level of notoriety on the Internet that would make the Kardashians jealous, because there was this trend, they call it Facts on Chuck Norris. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but it's things like this. Chuck Norris makes onions cry. That's one of the memes it'll say. Chuck Norris can strangle you with a cordless phone. Chuck Norris counted to infinity twice. Chuck Norris's computer has no backspace button. Chuck Norris doesn't make mistakes. So these are these.
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Do you have high blood pressure or diabetes? Are you over the age of 65 and covered by Medicare? Then pay close attention to this message. Medicare has introduced some new benefits to help consumers during these cautious COVID-19 times. They realize many of you don't want to leave your home to visit a doctor. So now you can get a remote patient monitoring device shipped to your home at little or no cost to you. Now your doctor can identify your problems in real time, which could potentially save your life. Victory Medical can easily ship this monitoring device directly to your home at little or no cost to you. If you have high blood pressure or diabetes and you're covered by Medicare, make this free call right now to see if you qualify for a new remote patient monitoring device. Call now.
800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. That's 800-282-5112.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, we are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and as independent as you want to be, or you want him to be, and you appreciate his pursuit of the truth as well. James Hurston, New York Times best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. Yeah, I love those memes about Norris. It does. I mean, it's kind of amazing. I mean, in this era of the cancel culture, we've been looking for somebody who could withstand the power of the cancel, and it would appear that Chuck Norris is the guy, right?
Well, yeah, it took on a life of its own. It didn't start, Chuck Norris is a martial arts champion, and he was an action movie star. He came into being mainly because Bruce Lee asked him to play a villain in one of his films. That's what made Chuck Norris into an actor. Actually, he instructed big stars on self-defense for many years, but all of a sudden it sprang up on the internet, and the college students would send these Chuck Norris facts that were like exaggerated one-liners giving all these attributes to Chuck Norris. But interestingly, Chuck Norris is a Christian man today.
Yes.
And there was one of those memes. It said, Chuck Norris's tears cure cancer, was the meme.
Mm.
But too bad, Chuck Norris never cries. But anyway, so Chuck Norris responded to that, talking about his faith.
Yes.
And what Chuck Norris said was, there was a man whose tears could cure cancer or any other disease, including the real cause of all diseases, sin.
Mm.
His blood did.
Yes.
His name was Jesus, not Chuck Norris. If your soul needs healing, the prescription you need is not Chuck Norris's tears, it's Jesus' blood.
Mm.
Now,
wow.
that is amazing from anyone. But it had greater weight because of the fact that at the time Norris made that, he was, in fact, probably the most powerful man on the Internet.
Amazing. Amazing.
So it is. Wow. It is amazing. But he's someone that is unapologetic about being a Christian, about being washed in the blood.
Amen.
And, and at the same time, he has the courage to speak out mm-hmm. on what's happening in our world, which, as we've discussed many times, has gone way beyond politics, way beyond day-to-day statements. It is truly a battle of good and evil.
It really is.
It's really a spiritual mm-hmm. dimension.
It's that diabolical. And, what Chuck Norris is saying, James, is what you and I believe in, is that once you've had an encounter with Jesus, you can never be the same. And it really, I mean, you talk about freedom, true liberty and independence and freedom in Christ. I mean, this is what Chuck Norris expresses. To one of the memes that I appreciated that you wrote about, it says when Chuck Norris enters a room, he doesn't turn the lights on. He turns the dark off. When you think about Jesus Christ, that's what Jesus does. There's no darkness around Christ.
Absolutely. Well, no, and he's the light of the world.
Yes.
When the light comes into the world comprehendeth him not. The paraphrase of Scripture.
Right.
But that's giving Chuck Norris sort of these divine powers exaggerated, which was part of the spoof.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, that is what we're talking about today. We're talking about light versus darkness, and we're talking about, as the Scripture talks about, that we are not engaged in battles of flesh and blood,
mm-hmm.
but we're engaged in battles with powers and principalities that are beyond our senses,
right.
that are in another dimension, and that is, in fact, what we refer to as spiritual. There's mm-hmm. a spiritual dimension, and therefore, it's more important than ever in this world, all over the world, but especially here in America, the center of the cyclone, so to speak,
right.
that we have to pray. Mm-hmm. We've got to pray. We've got to turn towards the Lord and spend time with the Lord and pray.
Exactly.
Pray for our nation, our leaders, pray for our people to become informed by great shows like Bill Martinez and be able to understand the depth of the period we're living in, because it really is this spiritual battle.
Well, as you say, it is a battle for good and evil. We were told in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, that there would be that time when evil would be called good, good would be called evil. And if you are not discerning, you know, just as James has written about in his column here, if you're not discerning of that which is good and that which is of God, you're not going to hear God's voice. And it's clear that God has given us a warning, told us what was going to happen. And the very thing that is going to that he said was going to happen is unfolding right before our eyes, James. So then, you know, to your point, what do we do if you're not having a conversation with God on an ongoing basis? And I find myself, you know, more constant in my conversation with God. Because it seems like what the world seems to be subjected to these days are "oh God" moments, time and time again. What do you say?
Oh yeah, St. Paul always wrote over and over again about constant prayer, constantly praying, praying is, what is that? A conversation with the Creator of the universe. Staying in him. And that's right. He gives us discernment. He brings all truth to us. You know, Chuck Norris's mom this year turned 100 years old. And
wow.
Mother's Day, which just happened, he talked about praying for each other. And he said that all of his life, his mother prayed for him. And apparently when he was born, he almost died from complications. She was there praying. And when he got into Hollywood, as many people do, he lost his soul for a while because he was completely surrounded by temptations in the celebrity world. And it's like that, distractions. And she constantly prayed for him to find salvation again, which he did, because he had first met the Lord at a Billy Graham crusade when he was only 12.
Right.
But that was long before, you know, he got into fame and stardom and the action movies and getting into Hollywood. But he's grounded now. He has a good marriage, and he's a courageous, valiant St. John the Baptist in the desert, but at the same time, he's able to get a bit of a megaphone that other people can't, so I appreciate Chuck Norris.
Yeah, without a doubt. I like when he said that his mother prayed for me to find a woman to change my life, and it worked.
Well, yeah. That's true, and, you know, a marriage is a great sacrament and a great blessing. And, you know, Chuck had some difficulty there, but he did. His mother's prayers paid off. It's kind of like the mother of the famous theologian and bishop, St. Augustine, who is venerated as St. Monica. She also had a wayward son who was indulging in anything that would give him pleasure, very talented person. And she prayed for him for decades and decades. And he not only came to God, he became one of the most influential figures in Christian history and in the history of philosophy.
Yes, absolutely. Chuck Norris, and only the way that he could say it. And James Hurston, of course, documenting and blessing us with the Chuck Norris meme story. Good stuff here, James. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. Finance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tornado touched down in the Chicago suburbs of Naperville and Woodridge in the overnight hours, causing severe damage to some of the homes in the area. There have been no reports of any serious injuries or fatalities. As of midnight, ComEd reported that 34,000 customers were without power. As law and order across major cities in the United States is taking a turn for the worse, a campaign volunteer for New York City mayoral candidate Eric Adams was stabbed multiple times following an argument in the Bronx Sunday afternoon. The 42-year-old victim remains in stable condition. No arrests have been made. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Sunday continued to reject the premise of the For the People Act. The senator said, "We had the largest turnout in the history of the United States. The states are in charge of voting in America." End quote. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When you speak, I found the sound of peace, be still. The wind and the waves bow to your will. You drown my fear with a love more real than anything, anything I feel. When you speak.
Back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, and it's good to have the Bible scholar David Herron, who joins us to talk about his new book, The High Sign. Jesus himself provided 7 details describing the celestial phenomenon that will signal his return. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, Bill, it's good to be with you.
Well, the timing of your book, I'm quite curious. And it really stuck out when I first started hearing about it, because I said, wow, with all that is happening in our environment right now, even Billy Graham had to say at one point, which he very rarely commented on before his passing, that we are living in the last of the last days. And with this pandemic, the degradation of our culture and our society, the lawlessness that's happening. One of the things that I see consistently around the world is people are looking up these days, David. And what are they hoping to find?
Well, I would hope that they're hoping to find the Lord. I know some of them, a lot of us do know him, mm-hmm. but we're in the minority.
Right.
I know that there are a lot of people in this country. In fact, Billy Graham and D.J. Kennedy both said the same thing, that if there are 50% of the people that say they're Christians, less than half of that many who really are.
Right.
And they know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So Well, I'm sure people are looking out. They're looking out. They're looking for, they're looking for the Lord. I think they're going to find.
Well, there's something instinctive, you know, that even for people that say, hey, I don't believe in God, I'm atheistic, and I think it's interesting that, you know, something happens, something in the sky, they're looking up, and you see pictures and reports around the world of, you know, curious signs in the sky, and people are looking up with a different sense of just basic curiosity. It goes to that that part of the Bible that says that, you know, God has instilled in our DNA, in our design, this desire for Him, so that when we do, you know, hopefully, when we come into contact with things that are godly and that speak of Him, that it matches up. It finds its mate in our hearts and our spirits, that we say, yes, okay, I know this is God. Now, I understand people are going to be delusioned during the end days. We're warned about that. And you know, Jesus was clear, you know, those who know me and love me will hear my voice. You know, and so there is that dynamic tension and the conflict. I'm not trying to discount that. I believe that to be real. I think that's the challenge right now. But I like the idea, you know, as I was just recently reading about the early church, is that the consistent refrain of the early church was focused on the second coming of Jesus. He just left. And their focus was the second coming. And here we are all these years later, and we've kind of lost that sense and that realization that Jesus is coming back, and maybe soon and very soon.
Yeah, and they thought He was coming back. And I think we should have the same attitude, especially now. All these signs are starting to appear because the time is short. Mm-hmm. And the wonderful thing about it is, as you know, the early church, the great focus was on reaching people, reaching out in love and sharing the gospel. And the opportunity for sharing the gospel is going to be tremendous as we get closer to the end. Mm-hmm. Scary things will be happening, but God's people do not have to be afraid. In fact, He said, do not even worry. Jesus said, do not even worry about it. Trust me. I'll take care of it. And the whole idea is that we can be mouthpieces for the Lord. Many, many people are going to get saved. I know three men who got saved because they were scared. I won't go into details, but they admitted they're in ministry now. And a lot of people are going to be scared. And when you get scared, you look up for help.
Right.
And if we can be the ones who can share with them and be the help, eternal help, by telling them that Jesus is the Lord, and He died for them, for their sin.
Well, there is a healthy fear versus an unhealthy fear. I think that, you know, our culture today has experienced a lot of unhealthy fear, because what I sense, David, and I don't know about you, but what I sense that the fear that comes from God, it is there's this sense of liberation at the end of the day. Whereas the fear that comes from man is everything opposite that. Is that fair?
Yeah, but God uses both kinds. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a person who is not born again is probably not going to have. Well, God can bring the fear, but it will be a different kind of fear that from that of the Christian experiences. But still, it will be a fear that can open his heart to the gospel. And then his whole life will change.
Yes.
But the promise of the word seems to be, well, it is, it's in there, that when we go to heaven to be with the Lord when He returns, one-third, I think it's in Zechariah 13:9, one-third of the human beings on the face of the earth will be born again. Well, now we know it's nowhere near that.
Yeah.
So between now and the end, many people are going to be saved and brought to the knowledge of the truth.
Right. Exactly. Now, it's been said that your unique interpretation of what the high sign will represent, you know, that this is a unique perspective. Share with our audience how you interpret this and what this specific event in the sky will be.
Okay, just a quick preparation. I prayed the prayer of Isaiah 6:8. Mm-hmm. Here am I, Lord, send me.
Yes.
The next day, I started to, as I studied the prophecy in Isaiah, little by little, I was led through these Day of the Lord prophecies, which are about the end time. And then one thing led to another, and I found myself on Matthew 24, which, of course, cycles as Jesus, well, what will be the sign of your return?
Mm-hmm.
And once you get into the evidence, and it's in the book, the Einstein, I found 200 different examples of scriptural evidence, all pointing to the same thing, and not a single one opposing that. And I'll be straightforward. The one that was singled out of the possibilities is a comet. It's the only thing that fulfills all of these prophecies. And NASA, last word on that, I heard that on TV. NASA came right out and called it the nature's unstoppable projectile, which is a comet. And that's basically it. That's the Lord's tool for this.
So this is the sign when we see this coming. Now, when we start to see that sign, is it is this going to be days, weeks, months? That this sign is coming upon us. How do you interpret that?
Well, that's one of the wonderful things about a comet. It can be picked up on telescope while it's still a long distance off.
Mm-hmm.
It might be as much as a year, and they can predict pretty much where its path is coming because of its orbit and how close it's going to come to here. So there will be preparation months in advance. And when it arrives, it can then go into orbit, which is what comets often do. In fact, most times they will do. And so there might be a few more years later of opportunity while all these things are going on and this dreadful thing is in the sky. Personally, I'm really looking forward to it. The Lord's getting
alive. Yes. Well, could you imagine? I mean, here you have a comet coming that we've had, years of warning. You know, it's coming. Scientists, everybody said, well, where is it going? What's it from? Is it going to impact Earth and all these sort of, conspiracies and ideas? But it's Jesus himself. And then you have a hovering of the comet for an extended period of time on top of that.
Only it will be appearing to be, it'll be in a kind of orbit situation.
Yes,
so
right.
Everybody in the entire world will be getting complete performances. Nobody will miss it. It won't be like a lunar eclipse, which you can keep like miss it.
Right.
And you're not exactly in the right place because nobody will be able to miss this because the tail of a comet stretches out for billions of miles. And in orbit, with the tail wrapping around the Earth, it will be visible just about all the time.
Yeah, it'd be a constant, wouldn't it? Yeah, exactly. Right. This is amazing. Well, we're going to get into deeper discussion about the high sign with Bible scholar David Herron. Stay with us right here on the Bill Martinez Show.
If you have a home that you don't want anymore, we can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, great to have you with us. We're talking with Bible scholar David Herron, his new book, The High Sign, and we're talking about the return of Jesus and something that I believe the faithful should again re-embrace. And by studying the early church, that was the focus. And, you know, and as I was studying this, David, you know, I realized myself how much we've lost over time, you know, the further away you are from the anticipation and you think, okay, and, you know, this is, it's historical, you know, we're humanoids and we have a tendency to only deal with that which is immediate, and some of the traditional oratory is lost, you know, from one generation to the next. But, you know, there is a reason for the Word of God, and there's a reason that the Holy Spirit, I believe, at this time is reminding us that I believe Jesus is coming soon, and very soon, as I said earlier.
Oh, yes. But the great thing about it, one of the things you emphasize in this sermon, which is in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13, is being watchful. Well, to be watchful, you have to know what to look out to look for. Mm-hmm. And by studying these things, you can get an idea. And then when the signs start there, as you pointed out, a lot of the preliminary signs are there. And, mm-hmm. you know, right now.
Yes.
And it will be more intense and more distinct as we get deeper and deeper into that time. And when one day, and maybe not the distant future, there will be some tribulation. I don't want to get into the dogma on that, but Jesus said there will be tribulation.
Yes, exactly.
And he said to the Christians that you will be hated in all nations.
Mm-hmm.
But that's nothing new.
Yeah.
You know, that goes way, way back. But the point of all that is leading up to it and preparing for it and being watchful for it. That's the word Jesus used more than any other word, watchfulness. You would mm-hmm. think that it would be something like, you know, trust me and love you, Nick. But it was watchfulness he emphasized, because that way you can be ready.
Yes,
if the
exactly.
opportunity presents itself to share the gospel to one person or to 100 or to thousands,
right.
we will be ready. And I think that's what it's all about.
Yeah, David, you bring up a good point here. It's one thing to be watchful, but it's another thing to know what to do about it. You know, and certainly part of that is, you know, the great commission that Jesus gave us all, you know, to take the good news, you know, from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts. He is counting on us to be his hands, his feet, his voice, you know, to a dark world.
Yeah, and of course we have his word. Mm-hmm. The one I like is the Corinthians 5:21. He became sin for us who knew no sin, so that in him we could become the righteousness of God. That one says just about all of it. John 3:16 is part of it, but the Corinthians 5:21 says a whole lot.
Right.
And I think if we each of us have at least some preparation, this is like a scripture I would like to share. This is a testimony I would like to share.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, when the opportunity arises, we'll be like Peter.
Exactly. I say be like the blind man. It's not that you have to make it so complicated. You know, it's your story. You know, what you were before Christ, what you were after being confronted by the gospel. You know, there is a dramatic change. Sometimes, you know, we try to make it so complicated. I'm not a theologian and I don't know all the these and thous and all. That's not important. What's important is your story. You know, what you were, you know, compared to who you are today because of what Jesus did for you.
Yeah, and I go further than that. I don't have this one testimony. I have a whole bunch of stories that I can share. In fact, mm-hmm. I share a dozen of them in another book.
Right.
On God or not. But the point is that your testimony is anything that happened to you related to the gospel and Jesus Christ. And it does not have to zero in on something, well, before, during, and after. It can be something that relates specifically to the person or persons you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a canned thing. It can be just something spontaneous. Well, it's happened to me. And it's the Lord. It doesn't have to be one thing. It can be several different testimonies.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because, you know, as Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will come to you in these times, not only when you're being persecuted and being questioned, but also when you're sharing with others. I often find myself, and I'm sure this has been the case for you, David, that, you know, the Holy Spirit will deposit in you something that you know is not yours, but it's something that God has given you for that specific person. And as the Bible says, the word will go forth and find its mate. And it is amazing when you're used of God in that way and you're obedient to that end. And here you are, you're offering that missing puzzle piece that's tormenting a fellow humanoid that's been going through this journey of life.
Yeah, and Jesus himself, this is only, I think, in Luke 21. Jesus said,
We were just talking about how the Holy Spirit will give you.
Okay,
go ahead.
Jesus said that in Luke 20, in Luke 21, that at that time, he will show you what to say. Don't even worry about it. When it comes to the time when you have to speak for the Lord or in the Lord by his Spirit, he will show you what to say. Don't even worry about it. Don't think about it. Don't plan it. Just trust him to give you what to say.
Exactly. Now, in the book, you cite 200 prophetic images. We touched on a couple. I want to open that up a little bit in the last 5 minutes that we have together here, David. So touch a little bit more on these prophetic images that we should be on the lookout.
Well, what I found was happening was a lot of the biblical events, the famous events, had some things in common. And when I started to compare them and look at them, whoa, these were common events. You know, the things that happened at the Red Sea. Well, that kind of stuff happened with the presence of a comet where the attraction between the comet and the Earth create certain forces that create things like tornadoes, that create things like firestorms, that cause things to actually pull off of the comet and fall to the Earth, explode, like happened with the planet Jupiter in 1994. All of these things can happen with the presence of a comet, and of course many, many, many more. But it's very dramatic. And some of these things, like the Exodus out of Egypt, the Sodom song was heard all the way to Egypt. It wasn't just a local event. But these things are just, and that was it. I was finding a whole bunch of these events in the Bible that seemed to be related to comets. And then I discovered that they were, a lot of them were orbital. By that I mean they would happen like Halley's Comet. Mm-hmm. Could be expected at a certain time, you know, maybe once in a lifetime, 70 years. Well, they were orbital. They would come back in regular times. And this, of course, is also characteristic of comets, which tend to follow the same orbit until something happens. Mm-hmm. But many, many biblical events where there was some kind of calamity, I believe, were comet-related, and the fact that they are orbitally synchronized shows to me that they were. Mm-hmm. And the evidence is just overwhelming that there were so many of these events. And a lot of the comets, of course, were destroyed during the event, so we don't see them anymore.
Right. Well, in these images and these signs that we see, there's some universality to it as well, right? I mean, that no matter where you are on the Earth, you're seeing these. I mean, we're not talking about a necessary eclipse, but we're talking these comets or sounds that would emanate that they're heard over a huge expanse of land. I mean, it's like God's trying to get our attention here, is He not?
Oh yes, I think. Well, He will. Mm-hmm. He already has my attention, God, yes, when I prayed that prayer. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of other people are. A lot of Christians believe that. I think most Christians now believe that we have entered the time of the end, the end times, the mm-hmm. last days, and the day of the Lord, which is the day Jesus returns, is referred to in both the Old Testament and New Testament prophecy. Mm-hmm. And Peter, he said at the end of his epistle, he said, the day of the Lord has not yet come. Well, everything else has. Mm. The only thing left is Jesus' return.
Right, exactly. You mentioned we've got about a minute and a half, 24 dramatic events. Let's touch on two of the most dramatic events that you mention in your book, The High Sign, David Herron.
Well, to me, the Exodus. And it's not only that comet was hanging around. It was in orbit because things were going all through their trip through the wilderness until they went into Canaan. Things were happening. There were, I think, seven events that could have been, and I believe were, comet-related.
Yes.
But, of course, the Red Sea event was the most dramatic. But that would be one. And I think Sodom was the other boy. Mm. That one humongous. And if you saw the on TV, the films of the Jupiter event 1994, 22 pieces of that comet came apart and fell one by one onto Jupiter. Mm. And the explosions that came up from Jupiter, some of them were the size of the Earth. And it's just an incredible power. This is not something that you see every day. This is something that can only be God.
Right. And also that your book, The High Sign, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. David Herron, thank you for being with us.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.